Let's go to Washington now. The U.S. election is not finally sorted out. It's incredible that this is still going on more than 2 weeks after the election was called for the Democratic candidate Joe Biden. Joining us on the line from Washington, D.C., Simon Marks. Welcome. Thanks for your time today.
You bet, John. It's like a vampire. You just can't drive a stake through its heart.
Yes, yes. That stake, S-T-A-K-E. I was about to talk about vegetables.
Exactly.
Simon, but a big day today, as I understand it, and a big day tomorrow. Results certified in Michigan and Pennsylvania, two key states. Basic. So what does certification mean? If they are finally certified, is that it, at least for those two states, which carry big prizes in terms of Electoral College votes?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. Certification is when the numbers are presented to lawmakers, the numbers that have been counted and tabulated, and lawmakers say, yep, absolutely, that was the result of this election in this state. And normally, of course, it's a complete rubber stamp process. And they approve the results, and that determines then the number of Electoral College delegates from each state that will end up meeting here with Electoral College delegates from all over the country. On December the 14th, it determines precisely how they will vote. Will they vote for Joe Biden, as we presume they will, based on what's going to take place over the next few hours in Pennsylvania and Michigan, or in states that have voted for Donald Trump? They then show up in December and vote for Donald Trump. So we know that there are some last-minute shenanigans taking place yet again in both Michigan and Pennsylvania. In Michigan, one Republican is expected to vote against certification. We don't know about the others. If certification were to be blocked in Michigan, then everything would head into the courts there. But Joe Biden is ahead by more than 150,000 votes in Michigan. So there's no possible recount that could overturn that kind of an advantage. And in Pennsylvania, there are some legal efforts underway by Republicans to block the certification of election results there in favor of Joe Biden. But again, all of these legal attempts that the Trump campaign has launched over the last couple of weeks now have resulted in overwhelming losses. They have lost cases now in 34 separate courtrooms across the country.
Right.
They haven't produced a single shred of evidence to support their claims that the election was fraudulent and corrupt. And indeed, as you know, the legal team working for Donald Trump has been espousing increasingly bizarre conspiracy theories to justify their insistence that the election was stolen from him.
So can somebody who is an elector, I don't know if I'm giving them their correct term, can they go rogue and say, well, yeah, whatever, I'm giving this to Donald Trump whether he won it or not?
They can. If they were to do that, they would be known as faithless electors. So okay, let's assume that the state of Florida, for example, with its 29 votes in the Electoral College, which voted for Donald Trump. Let's say that one of those electors, one of those 29, comes to Washington next month and says, you know what, I actually don't think Donald Trump won. I think Joe Biden did.
Right.
I'm going to give my vote to Joe Biden. At that point, he or she would be a faithless elector. There is nothing in law to prevent them from doing that. But there is a Supreme Court decision that says that states can penalize them for going rogue when they then get back home. But by that point, of course, they will have gone rogue. So there's no great tradition of faithless electors turning turtle once they come to Washington. But it certainly is something that could theoretically happen.
And is there legal recourse? I mean, let's take Michigan. And there's 16 votes, which appear to be, well, all the numbers say they're Joe Biden's and the Democrats. But eight electors say, okay, no, we're going to do this differently. Can the Democrats take that to court and say, hang on a bit, 155,000 votes? There's no argument here. 155,000 the lead. Turn it around.
Yes, absolutely, because this issue of being a faithless elector has never fully been explored and adjudicated by the Supreme Court. So you could, if you were Joe Biden, then go to the Supreme Court and say, OK, I want an adjudication on this. Can an elector really be faithless or not? So that is a case that would ultimately set precedent for future elections if we got there. I mean, Donald Trump, as you know, had Michigan Republicans in the White House on Friday.
Right.
And it was widely thought that he was trying to put the arm on them to do precisely that. They came out afterwards and issued a statement insisting that they had seen no fraud in Michigan and could see no reason not to certify that Joe Biden had won the state. So there was no indication that they were backing the president in these increasingly desperate attempts to overthrow the outcome of this election. I mean, this is an attempted coup that Donald Trump is launching. I don't think it's overstating it to describe it in those terms. And that's why over the weekend we saw so many senior Republicans finally saying it's time to get off the Trump train.
Thanks very much. Simon Marks is on the line to us from Washington, our correspondent in the U.S. Two important states certified their results today. I suspect this one's going to drag and drag a little bit longer, and we'll keep you posted on it from time to time.